Okay, we're picking up 12 lines from Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're 12 lines from the top, and now we're starting the Gemara, Amar of Sheshes. So says the Gemara now, Amar of Sheshes Achsanai Chayav Benir Chanukah. So someone who's a guest is still Chayav in the mitzvah of lighting the Neros Chanukah. So now the Gemara says, Amar of Zera, Sir of Zera said that Meresh HaKavina Meri Rav, when I used to learn in the yeshiva as a bachar, and I would stay by someone's house, Mishtatzva Biprata Behade Ushpiza. How would I be yotze the mitzvah? I would participate with the guy who was hosting me. I would give him a few prutas, meaning a few small coins, to contribute towards the cost of the oil. So we see from here, Agav, that Mr. Brewer points this out, that the prutos that you give, you can give him a dollar. It doesn't need to be, even if the oil has cost $30, it doesn't matter. As long as the idea is you're showing some contribution towards the payment of, doesn't need to be equal share. As long as I'm paying some part of the share, I'd be yotze with the balabayas' lighting. Basar and asiva yitisa amina. However, after I got married, amina hashtavada lo tzricha. So after I got married, I said, I don't need to do this anymore because my wife, the kamadleika alai begoy beis, my wife is lighting for me in my house, even though apparently he wasn't in the house. Why wasn't he in the house? L'chora, the Gemara's times, that they used to go out and learn, even when they were married, they would go out for periods of a few months at a time to learn and then come back home. So apparently he wasn't coming home throughout all of Chanukah. He assumed that his wife would be lighting for him and therefore didn't need to be mishtatef anymore. And this was pointed out before, a woman is perfectly chayav and able to be motzi her husband in the lighting, as she is chayav in Eros Chanukah. And this would not necessarily even just be when he's not there, as we pointed out, maybe even if he's going to be missing the lechachila opportunity, maybe even then he should be lighting, that would be a shayla. The Gemara continues down. All the oils are appropriate for Neros Chanukah. So the Gemara says that Hashem and Zayas Minam Bufchar. However, olive oil is the best one. Amar Abaye Mireish Avina Mehadar Barim Shinchad Shumshenev. Initially, Rabbi Mar Nachmani, that was his person used to call Mar, he would go after the sesame oil because it used to last very long. Amar Hay Mashach Nuratfei, because that this long lasts very long. However, Kivin Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Levi, once he heard Rabbi Shimon Levi's Mehadar Mashchad Zisa, he would have to go after olive oil. Amar Hay Tzalil Nuratfei, explaining that this is better, this is clearer, it's a better light. Even though it might not last as long, he did this one. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, the Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said the following. He used to say that kol hashmanim yafin l'dio. All oils are appropriate for ink. V'shem and zayis min amufchar. The ink they used to use for Sefer Torah, things like that, for Gittin, or any other staros, they used to use dafka, this type of ink. All oils are appropriate. However, v'shem and zayis, olive oil is the best one. So just to give a hakdama over here, when it comes to the ink in the times of the Gemara, they used to have this thick ink that was made of and they would use they would make the soot out of the smoke of the burnt wood or oil. So the soot was collected and mixed and a wick mixed with a little bit of oil, and sometimes they even added sap and to the ink, and it would make it better adhere to the writing surface. And then the Gemara asks, Ibayilu legabel o le'asha. Does he mean that this is with regards to kneading? Meaning the kneading over here is to use this olive oil in terms of kneading it with the soot to produce the fire, the manufacturing, the ink? Or was he referring it to l'ashen, to referring it to smoke it? To smoke it in terms of burning the olive oil, produce the smoke, that's the best way of producing the soot. And the Gemara now says, Tashma, we see over here a proof that it's talking about both. The Tadar of Shmuel Bar Zutri, Kol Hashmanei Alfa Lebev, Hashem and Zayas, said in the Braisa, explicitly says that all oils are appropriate for the production of black ink. However, olive oil is the best, both to knead and to, I mean, as the suit and to smoke it. Both of them, we see that both their olive oil was the best way to do that. Now the Gemara continues. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, Masne Acher, Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra said the following: Kol Hashanim Yafin L'Dio. All types of smoking generating oils are good to use for black ink. However, olive oil is the best one. Amar Avuna Kol Asrafin Yafin L'Dio. All translated as gums, sraf, sometimes something with the sap, is good to use as black ink. Sraf Kataf Yafin Mikulam, black thorn gum is the best one to use of all. That's how it's translated. Again, not exactly sure the matzias of these things. Amar Chia Bar Ashi Marav Amalik Ner Shal Chanukah Tarech Levarav. Someone who makes the brachas Ner Chanukah has to make a bracha. Okay. Rav Yirmi Amar Roe Ner Chanukah Shal Chanukah Tarech Levarav. Even someone who just sees it, the Ner Chanukah makes a bracha. He's going to say the bracha Sha'asa Nisim. When do you make this bracha? So Rashi points out, he quotes in the name, I think Rabbi Yitzchak, or he quotes, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, he quotes it in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, that this bracha is only for someone who's not going to be lighting in his house. Or someone is in like a is in a boat and he's not going to be able to light. If you're in the light, then even if you see other Neros, you wouldn't necessarily have to light. And I think the Brisker was extremely makrid about this, though. He like close his eyes right after when he was walking in the time where he have to be going home to light. So he would like be very careful not to see the other Neros. We thought maybe he'd be chayav to make the bracha then. Either way, the Gemara continues on Rav Yehuda. Yom Rishon Aroeh Mevarech Shtayim, and the first night, the one who sees it makes two brachas. You'll may say the Shechianu, and you're going to say the Shasanisim. Adli Mevarech Shlosha, the guy who's making the bracha is going to add in the bracha of Ladlik Ner Chanukah, Ladlik Ner Shel Chanukah, because Rashi points out he's making the bracha. How he's making the halakha, however, you're not making the halakha, you can't make the bracha. Mikan Veilef, Madlik Mevarech Shtayim, however, from the first night onwards, the one who's lighting will make two brachas of Ladlik Ner Shel Chanukah and Shasanisim, and the one who sees it is only going to make the bracha Shasanisim. Now the Gemara is just going to ask what I just mentioned. Which one is he leaving out from the second day onwards? The Gemara originally wasn't sure about what I just said. The Gemara maybe suggests that maybe that you don't say after the first night, you don't say Shachianu anymore. So the Gemara says, maybe you should delete the bracha and not say the bracha of, you should say Shachianu through all 8 nights, and you shouldn't say Shasanisim. The miracle is after the Iker miracle after the first one. The Gemara says, no, the Nes Kol Yom Ha'Isa, all 8 days are part of the miracle. Rashi said it was the same Pach Shem and lasted 8 days, so therefore you continue adding Shasanisim. The question on the Havamina, how is in the world you're going to say that you're allowed to say Shachianu? Every single way, we don't have this by any other halacha. You say Shachianu, no one says say Shachianu every day of Sukkot. Why would you say Shachianu every day? I guess every new, meaning you don't make, I don't know, I'm not sure. You have a mitzvah every single night, you would say Shachianu every single night. Lechora, I'm not sure why that would be the Havamina, but either way, the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara clearly says that you only say the bracha of She'asa Nisim and the bracha of Lahadlik Ner on the following nights. Shachianu you only say on the first night of Chanukah. Now the Gemara asks, Mayim Mevarech, what's the nesach of the bracha of Neros Chanukah? The Gemara says, "Mevarach Hashem Kisham Sotzvanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah." Some have the girsa without the shell. Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. That's the girsa. The Arizal. That's the girsa. A lot of Rishonim had this girsa. Chassidim I know have that girsa. But either way, the standard girsa, the Ashkenazim, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. So the Gemara asks, so again, it's commanding us to light the Neros of Chanukah. The Gemara asks, "Veichan Sivanu?" Where do we see that the Torah commanded us? This is a Din Derabanan. You're not allowed to say "Vitzivanu Hashem, you commanded us." The rabbis gave us this mitzvah. So now the Gemara says, "Rav Avi Amar Milosasar." The pasuk says, "Losasar Asher Agid Lecha Yaminu Smol." You're not allowed to deviate what the rabbis told you from the right to left. Nothing. So that's the chiyuv tells you that you're not allowed to deviate. So they tell you to do something, you have to listen. So really, it's a thing that the Torah is ki'ilu prescribing. I say ki'ilu because it's not clear. If this is a real drasha, then every din derabanan should be like a din deraisa. The Rabbanan has a kasha and the Rambam in the first shorashim, the famous machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam. He says, why do we have safek derabanan lakula according to you? If you submit this is a real drasha, it can't be a real drasha. Okay, that's a whole shaila. There's a whole famous kuntrus, Divrei Sofrim, Rabbi Chanan Zatzal, Hashem Yikom Damo, that he had. Either way, that's what the one source is. The Gemara quotes another source, Rav Nachman, Rav Nechemi Amar, Shalavicha V'yagecha, Zekanecha V'yom Relach. No, another source that you ask your father and he'll tell you, and the elder people will tell you also, why do you have need a second source? So some of them explain, because the first source is only about Losas or is a dindar about Lavin. They can add protective things around, fences around it. How do you know you're allowed to give you mitzvahs like Purim and Chanukah? So it could be that that's what it is. The Gemara asks Akasha though. The Gemara says, Mesi Rav Amram has Akasha, on this. It's really true that you don't make a bracha, you make a bracha dinim derabanan. We have a demai. Demai is, we quoted in Mishnayos a few times already in Brachos, it came up once or twice in Shabbos already. Demai, what is this, right? We know that the Amaratzim used to give Trumam. However, after that, we don't know what they did. So we have Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni. So when it comes to Meiser Rishon, you take it off, and Meiser Sheni you take off also. So when it comes to Meiser Rishon, you tell the Levi, listen, bring a proof that the guy didn't take it off, and you're allowed to eat it. Not a problem. However, Trumas Meiser you do give to the Kohen. And the second one, and the Meiser Sheni you also take off. On the years of Meiser Sheni, we bring it to Yerushalayim, you would have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it, because it's still yours. However, on the years of Meiser Ani, you'd have the same thing. Motzi Mechayrev Avarai, you'd be able to tell the guy, Ani, you should prove to me that it's yours. So either way, that it was Suffolk food of that whether Trumas or Meiser is taken off. So the halacha is, by the Brisa tells you, the Mishnah really tells you, that the Ma'arvin, but you could use it to make an Erev, Mishtatvin, but you could use it for Shutvei Mavos, Mevarech Alav Mezamen Alav, you can make a bracha on it. The Chiddush is that it's not, the Chiddush is over there, that it's not Baruch Nitz Hashem, that you're allowed to make a bracha on the Ma'ai, even though you didn't take it off yet, because a poor person allowed to have it, so in a situation you could be mafkir and chasim, you're allowed to eat it, so it's not necessarily an assertion of avera to eat this produce, this bread. So a person can separate it if he is unclothed, and even Ben Hashmash is on Friday, which are not only allowed to do for Truma Vadai. So the Gemara asks of Yahamar's Kum Rabban by Bracha. If you're going to assume that everything that's Midar Rabban needs a Bracha, how are you allowed to take off this extra Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni while you're naked? You're not allowed to make a Bracha while you are unclothed. We have a concept that you need to have your camp be holy, literally. That a person needs to have a state where he's able to make a bracha and be not, it's an embarrassment to be zayin to make it while you're naked. So obviously you're not making the bracha, v'leika. So obviously you're not making a bracha, and it's indicating you're allowed to take it off without making a bracha. It sounds like you're not making a bracha at all on Demai. So the Gemara now answers, Amar Abaye, Vada Devarayim, Baye Bracha. So where the Rabbanan gave you a din like Hanukkah and Purim, where it's Vaday, then you make a bracha. Ever. Savak Devarayim, Lava Bracha. When it comes to here, says the Shaila, what does it mean, Safek Devarayim? That the Olayer is instituted as a Safek, or no? That this is just a Safek Daraisa, and they're just telling you to be Machmir, that situation, they wouldn't necessarily tell you to make a bracha on their din, their Rabbanan. Okay, those are two ways of explaining it. But either way, meaning when there's a suffix, in case of doubt, they're not going to tell you to come along and make a bracha. The Gemara asks, "Kashla v'Yom Tov Sheni." And where did Yom Tov Sheni start out? In Chutz La'aretz, they didn't know when the day was. That's how it started off. And it's a suffix that Ivrayim v'Vay Bracha. Everyone makes a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni. Many brachas you make on Yom Tov Sheni. You say all Achilas Matzah again, and you make Kiddush again. You make all these things. So the Gemara says, "Hasam Keiched Elul Azuzay." Abaye gives a teretz that you shouldn't make a disrespect out of it. If you stop making a bracha, you're going to be people are going to come to disrespect it. The biggest raya that this is true is Sfira Sa'omer. So if a person misses a day, they think, oh, I'm out, and they don't continue to count anymore. According to Rov Rishonim, you should still be counting and still have a mitzvah, Derabana, Deraisa, however you want to call it, and you still have that mitzvah continuously to continue counting. The Bahag is one shita that says you don't count. So out of respect to the Bahag, we say not to make a bracha. So everyone thinks the moment they don't make a bracha, they're out, they don't count anymore. But really, you should be counting. You should be counting without a bracha. So that's a very big thing. That's a show. And then also, Shemini Atzeres. No one eats in the sukkah. The Hasidim have their own minhag, okay. But everyone has a litvish. Many people have litvish minhagim, don't eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Why not? Lachora, it started meaning the Gemara says that you do sin the sukkah. However, Lachora, maybe the reason is because you don't make a bracha, so people stop taking it seriously, and then it became all of a sudden a minhag that they don't eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Either way, the Gemara now says that was one teretz. Rava gives different teretz. Rava thinks that according to Rashi's interpretation, some disagree with Rashi, but according to Rashi now, Rashi assumes the Rav holds, even in case of doubt, you would make a bracha on Dinei Rabbanan. However, here, there's really a rov. Most people do give their maestrim, trumas or maestros off. So, if they're doing that, it's only a suffix, a real small chance. They don't even, the Rabbanan don't tell you to make a bracha on that. So then they would answer that according to him, you're allowed to make a bracha on a suffix to Devarayim on Yom Tov Sheni, no shilas at all. Okay? That's the territory over there. Marna says, Amar Avuna, Chatzar Sheishlosh, going back to Hilchos Chanukah, Chatzar Sheishlosh Tei Psachim, if a person lives in a courtyard, according to Rashi now, that has two doors on two different sides, Tzricha Shteinos, you have to light on both sides of your courtyard. So, and Amarava, Lo Amru Ela Meshtei Ruchos. This is only talking about when you have them on two different sides of the house. Rashi gives an example. One was on the north side and one was on the east side. Let's say you have two doors on the north side or two doors on the east side, then you don't need a light by each door. So the Gemara asks, what's the reason? My time, what's the reasoning for this ruling? Elim Mishum Chshada, if you would assume that it's because of suspicion that the guy is not lighting, Chshada Deman, who's suspecting the guy over here? If we're assuming not people live in the town, people are walking by, then if it's two different doors, and he's going to think that what the two people are living there, so that even on the same side, even on the north side of the street, he should have to light by both his doors. If you're going to assume maybe they don't know one person lives there. However, if it's the suspicion of the people in the town think that he's not lighting, then he doesn't need it on both sides because they know that he lives, there's one guy who lives on this corner street and both the entrances are his entrances. So why would Rav Huna be machmir? So now the Gemara says, no, really, it's because of suspicion of the townspeople are going to assume that he didn't like the Neros Chanukah. Sometimes they're going to pass by one side of the north side, let's say, and they're not making it right. They're not going to go onto the eastern side. So therefore, we would assume that he didn't light Neros Chanukah, and therefore we make him light on both sides. And they're going to say, he didn't light on this one, he didn't light on the other one, and they're going to have the achshad, the reasoning over there, that he's going to be suspected of not doing it properly. The Gemara says, how do we know that people are choshesh for, so we have to be choshesh for suspicion and people think you're doing something wrong? So the Gemara says, the sign, we have a precedent for this in the Braisa. When it comes to peah is one of the gifts given over the corner of your field, has to be given to a poor person. So you have to give it at the end of one's field. Not in the beginning, not in the middle, but dafka at the end. So Rav Shimon gives four reasons why you have to do that. One is because you can steal from the poor, because of the people, poor people waiting around, because of suspicion, you shouldn't finish off, we're going to explain this. Why is it going to assume that they're stealing from the poor? What's going to happen? He's going to dafka make one point at the portion of them, and he's going to say, Hareza Peah, right now, this one is Peah, go come take it, only to his cousin, who's a poor guy, and make sure all the other poor people don't get it. So LMI, what does it help by doing at the end? Because you know, everyone, all the poor people know exactly when he's going to give the poor at the end of his field, when he's done plow, when he's done reaping all the other ones. So then he's going to come to this last one, everyone's going to know when it is, and therefore not going to be able to, they would circumvent this problem. Also because of the fact that the poor people are going to be waiting around, they're not going to know when it is. Maybe it's the middle one, maybe it shows the 10th one. If you know it's the last one, everyone's going to know when he's up to the final stage of the field, of reaping the field. So Gemara says, that was that point. Again, leaving over the payam. Nech shad. And because of the suspicion, shaloyu over mishavin omrim tavo meir ladam nech bevesadeu. Because chashad, we're going to say that what happened, they're going to curse the guy, and they're going to say he didn't leave any payam in his field. Because they don't know that he did it earlier. If he did it, if you assume he did it in the beginning or in the middle, they're gonna assume it the worst and assume that he wasn't doing the right thing. So we see over here they have to be choshesh for chashad. Umishum baal techale. Rav Shachar was like to call this techemet as aga. The respect to call techemet that comes from Yehuda Nikiim mi Yisrael, Hashem mi Yisrael. The pasuk says that a person's on a baal bayis on his own reputation. You always have to make sure that you're doing the right thing. We said lifnei iver has two dinim by lifnei iver. If you walk into a McDonald's, there's two reasons why it's usher. One is a guy might think, oh, the McDonald's got a hechsher and he's going to come to eat it. So that's really lifnei iver. They're going to let the guy come in and make a mistake and think tree food is kosher. The other reason is because you're not a baal bayis on your reputation. The guy is going to think that you're a varyan and make things. That's chashad. That's this other idea over here. Mishum baal techale again. And so now the final was the count of that you shouldn't finish off, and applies the pay has to be left off at the end. So Gemara says, "Atakulu l'sham dechala ninu." If we're learning as a drasha that you shouldn't finish it off, it should be at the end. Then why, that's all the din of Rabbi Shimon. That's all. Why is it a separate concern? The Gemara says, "Amarav bnei haramai." Rava was coming to teach you. The Brice is coming to teach you. People who are cheating, what are they going to assume? They're going to come to falsely assume that you did it earlier. The earlier stage of reaping, therefore they made it at the end, and that's what he's coming to explain the pasuk of Baal Techale, that's why the drasha, the Gemara had the drasha over there. Okay, now back to the discussion of Neiros Chanukah. The Gemara now says, Amar of Yitzchak Paradifa, Amar of Huna, Risa, whatever it is in the Huna, Ner Sheyesh La Shnei Pios, a lamp which has two openings. This type of Rashi says a klicheres, a type of earthenware thing that had two sides to it. Ola shnimdan, two people could use it. I'm assuming that they're just doing the regular din of neri shabes, so each person only lighting one candle. Amar Rava, mile ka'ara shemen ve'kifa psilos, in the case where someone fills a dish with oil and you surround it with wicks, kafale kli ola lekam bnei adam, if before you light, that's how the Rishavura points that out. You need to do this before you light. You place a kli over this dish and then separate it. Then many people could use it. Have a low kafala kli asa kimin medura. Ever, if you do not place a vessel over it, then it's like a large fire. And then it's Garash is going to learn all into one big candle. It's going to be like a medura, like a big fire. And then it's not even for one person, it's not going to count. I guess assuming that all the people lit already, and then each one's going to combine to only one candle together, then that would be the reason lachor it's not going to work. But if one person lit all of them, lachor it should work, at least. Why wouldn't it be the din of Neri Shabeso, that one person's lighting many candles and not doing Mahajan, but be doing one Lechora, that's what comes out the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Pshit Alim. Rava says, when it comes to Ner Beso and Ner Chanukah, what about lighting Shabbos candles or lighting Chanukah candles on Friday night? You only have money for one of them. Ner Beso, Adif Mishum Shalom Beso. You should light the Shabbos candles and Shalom Bayis. Why? Because Rashi says it's going to be light, and you're not allowed to be in Mishtamish La'orda of the Neros. Chanukah, however, the Neros Shabbos, Dafka, that's the point of it. So you have a lighthouse of light. You should obviously, that's more important to have the light of the Neros Shabbos. Ner Beso V'Kiddush Hayom, what about lighting Shabbos candles or making Kiddush on wine? So Ner Beso Adif Mishum Shalom Beso. You should Dafka, should pick the, again, Shabbos candles would win out against the wine for Kiddush. Because Shalom Bayis. So the Chori have to point out, Kiddush on Friday night is Daraisa. There's the Shailin Rishonim, how far does it extend? Maybe you're Yotze already in Mariv. Or maybe you could be Yotze through bread for sure. So the Chora, you have to assume one of those two things. Either Yotze in Mariv, or you're Yotze lechora with bread, because if you don't assume that lechora, then there's a mitzvah deraisa of kiddush. Lechora, maybe it'd be a way bigger kiddush to assume that shalom bayis is trumping a din deraisa. Lechora, we're assuming you're yotze the deraisa of kiddush through another means. Now the Gemara asks them, by Rava, ner chana b'kiddush hayom, ma, what are terms of making kiddush on wine or having Hanukkah candles? Which one take preference if you only have what money for one? You're a poor person, only have money for one. So the Gemara says, kiddush hayom adif t'tadir, that it should be Shabbos would come first because it's more frequent, or dilma ner Hanukkah adif mishum persume nisa, maybe Hanukkah is better because it's a persume nisa, you're publicizing the miracle, that's a big thing. So the Gemara says, basar debayah adipashtis, so he had a kasha, then he gave the teretz, Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Persuma Nisa, that lighting the Chanukah candles is preferable since it is publicizing the miracle, and that is a big thing. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Haragil, with some nice things about Ner Chana. Haragil b'Ner Avin Lan B'Nei Tavcham, someone who is constant, he makes it a habit of lighting the Shabbos candles, the Chanukah candles, is going to have children who are Tadam Chacham. And Rashi says, Kiner Mitzvah Torah, or it's talking about both Shabbos and Chanukah, you're going to have Bizuchat of children who are Talmidei Chachamim. Be careful with them. Hazayir and mezuzah is ochel adira naya. Someone who's careful in observing the mitzvah mezuzah is going to have a nice house. Shaila, why is it changed the lashon of zayir to lashon of ragil? I am the marsha. Hazayir betitzis is ochel atalas naya. Someone who's careful in observing the mitzvah titzis is going to have giving other beautiful garments, nice suits, nice clothing. Hazayir bekiddushim zochel malak garba yayin. Someone who's careful with saying kiddush by Shabbos daytime lachora, Shabbos day, which you should do it over a cup of wine and be careful with that wine, whatever, then you're going to have garbi yayin, you're going to have many different cases of wine. So the Gemara now says, Rav Huna v'ragel, d'ave chalif v'tanya pischa d'rabi avin nagra. Rav Huna would always pass the door, you'd pass to see the Rav Avin the carpenter, ha'chazda v'ragel b'shraga tuva. Rav Huna saw the Rav Avin would light many candles on Shabbos, and Chanukah is very makbid about it, and you do the mehajim and ahajim and Chanukah, and Shabbos, he used to light many candles, so it was very light. Two people, two great tzaddikim are going to come out of here for these two mitzvahs that you're being careful with. And what ended up happening? Nafke minayu, Ravidi bar Avin, Rav Chia bar Avin. Ravidi bar Avin, Rav Chia bar Avin, the big Tamil Chamim came out of him. Meaning they were his children. Rav Chista, Haviragil, Davi Chalif, Vitanya Pischa, Devein Ashish, Rav Shivza, Rav Shivzi. Rav Chista, who used to pass the door of Rav Shivzi's father's house. His father was so careful about lighting the candles. Said someone great is going to come out of here, and Rav Shivzi came out. We see the great reward for Nero's mitzvahs of Chanukah and mitzvah of Shabbos candles. Rav Yosef's wife would be a little bit late with lighting the Shabbos candles. We see already this is the first raya. Already in the times of the Gemara, it was the woman's mitzvah. The shaila is why. Is it a woman's mitzvah? We see that the two reasons the Rambam writes is just practical reason. Maybe another reason is based on the Midrash, that she took out the world of Olam for the first sin, so she should relight the candles. Okay, that's the two reasons. But either way, a woman was doing the mitzvah, Rav Yosef's wife, and he was telling her, Rav Yosef, Tana, Lo Yimosha Amarana. So obviously she didn't light. She lit close to the Shkia. She didn't light after Shkia Chazal. She lit Yerushalayim did 40 minutes before, she was letting out 20 minutes before, 10 minutes before, but not as early as Rav Yosef would have liked. So he quoted the pasuk, Lo Yimosha Amarana. He quoted the pasuk that the pillar of the cloud by day and the pillar of light by night went before the people. That teaches us that the pillar of cloud overlapped the pillar of fire. Pillar of fire overlapped the pillar of cloud. So if Yosef was telling her that you shouldn't light the candles while it's too late, you should light it dafka at the time when it's earlier. So therefore, she took the musar and she decided to. We see Agav, he gave her like a drasha. He wasn't like yelling at her, what are you doing? He gave her a nice drasha, tried in a nice way. That's also a message in Shalom Bayis. So he said, so then she took the message to heart, and she was going to do it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, really early on Friday. So like, and he says, Amar lo sava. Certain elders, some say that's Eliyahu. We said that before. Tana vavat shel Yaakov shecha. That's too early. You can't do it too early, and you can't do it too late. So what is too early? That's a shayla. The postgame assumes that it's plag. You can't do it before plag amencha, which is an hour and a quarter before the shkia. Before then, it's already too early because not nikar. You're doing it for Shabbos at that point. That would be the point where you should be lighting. One of the things now, Amar Rava, to Rachim Rabbanan, nicely. If someone who loves Tamid Chachabim, then Havilan Rav Baron. He's going to have a child who's zochah to be a Tamid Chacham, to be a Rav. Demokir Rabbanan, someone who honors the Tamid Chacham, that's less than loving them, Havilan Chanvanas Rabbanan, then he's going to have a little bit more removed, but he'll have zochah to have a son-in-law who's a Tamid Chacham, not necessarily a son though. Dachim Rabbanan, someone who's fearing a Tamid Chacham, how much feels part of them and fears them, Kufa Avachim Rabbanan, he himself is going to be a sharp Torah scholar. V'ilav, Bar Hachiyu, Mishtam and Milsam Turban. If he's Mahamish able to learn, then people will listen to him. He's going to be Choshu, people are going to start listening to him like a Turban Rabban. Now, Gemara takes a step back for a second and goes back to Saminyanim. About the back to the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Lova shemen sreifa, not you can't have oil that's going to be burned." We're asking them, "Maya shemen sreifa, what's oil that can't be burned? You're not allowed to use that to light it as Shabbos candles on Friday night." So that's quoting the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "What is this? A maya shemen sreifa, or shemar shel truma tmeya? It's truma that became tame." So truma that became tamei has a mitzvah to burn. But my car is shemen sreifa. I have a sreifa omed. You have a mitzvah to burn it. But why do you have a mitzvah to burn it? Because we're afraid someone's going to eat it. To have a mitzvah to burn the truma. So the Gemara says, "Shabbos my tamei lo." So then why can't you use it? You're allowed to have enough from truma tamei. You're allowed to burn truma tamei and have enough for your purposes and benefit from it. So why can't you use it? So the Gemara says, "Mitoshel mitzvah lav levaro." You know, there's a mitzvah gzeirah shemiyata. We're afraid that there's a mitzvah that you have a mitzvah to get rid of it. So we're afraid you're not going to do it. You're going to see that it's not being done properly. Not all the oil is getting burnt. So you're going to come to tilt the lamp. So the Gemara says, though, Amar le'abaya le'me'ata b'yomta of lishteri. So if that's the case, though, if that's the case that it's all because shemiyata, then why can't you use it on yomtov? Use it to light this type of truma oil on yomtov. Alamatnan imalikim hashem esefim yomtov. We learn that you're not allowed to use the oil for truma that must be burned on yontiv. Why not? If you're going to, all issues, you're going to come to tilt it. There's no din of avar l'tzorach over here. So it's not an issue of lighting. We know that you're allowed to light a fire for certain purposes on yontiv. So why would that not be mutter over here? So the rabbi responds, gzera yontiv atu Shabbos. We made a decree of yontiv on account of Shabbos. Toz azakasha, why is not gzera l'gzera? Ayin sham. And where it says, Rav Chista mar l'shem ayate loy chashin. Rav Chista says, no, we're not afraid of someone coming to tilt it. Rather, elacha b'yomtov shechalios er Shabbos kinah. No, the Mishnah is only talking about a case where yomtov fell out on Friday. And that's why you can't light it. So why can't you light it? Fisha ain't surfing kachim b'yomtov. You're not allowed to light, you're not allowed to burn kachim on yomtov. The Gemara is going to learn that out from Sukkim on the next stop. So the Gemara says, "V'hadam d'gani seifa." The Gemara says, "Kasha that." But wait, in the latter part of the Mishnah it says, "Ein madlikim hashem etzipin yom tov." The Mishnah is talking about over the latter part of the Mishnah. It says that you don't light oil that must be burned on yom tov. Mikal deresha la yom tov skin. It sounds like the implication is that the first part of the Mishnah, that our Mishnah over here, is dealing with the case that's talking about is not dealing with the case of lighting candles on Shab on yom tov. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Chinam Basur." Spinach Basur answered this. He says, "My time come or no." Explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah is explaining the second half of the Mishnah is explaining the first half. Ma tama imalikam yom tov sreifa. What's the reasoning that you can't light with oil that has to be burned on yom tov? Lefisha in serpent kachim yom tov, because you do not burn kachim. You don't burn things that the kachim that have to be burnt on yom tov. Then the Ragenberg is a raya for this. Tana kavas the Rav Chista. We have a brisa in a quarter of the Chista. Kol elo shamro in leikin ben Shabbos. All these that we assume the Chavim say you don't light on the Shabbos. Malikim ben biyom tov chutz b'shem etzreifa lefshin tzarzem akodesh. So ein tzarfen kachem biyom tov. We see over here the brisa says explicitly that oil that has to be burnt, you don't light on them because we don't burn kachem on yom tov. That is a proof for over here. Okay, ad kan for today.